So when you look back on all of this, do you just think that this was all just very lucky because you were in the right place at the right time?
You know what? Luck. I don't know if it's luck, because there are so many things in life that, you know, that presented itself. What would you call luck? I mean, you know, he could have gone anywhere and anything, you know. Here's a perfect example. Someone said to me, how do you know when John's around? I don't talk about whether his spirit or, you know, because I get a lot of people writing and saying, I channel John. I don't need to hear that so often. But, you know what it is? I don't discuss if I channel John. And I don't think it's too private for me to discuss to the world. But I know when he's around. And so when one of my friends in the husband said, how do you know? He's real, you know, he was a real seed. I'll only believe it if I see it, you know, that type of thing. And I, even then, I think he would believe it. So we were in the car, and I said, I think he's around right now. He says, why? I said, because there's too many Beatle John songs that I'm hearing. So his wife was a little more interesting, because, yeah, I believe that. So we were passing, I was driving, if you're in New York, you know that I'm driving on the highway and passing the building on the highway where John and I lived, where we saw the UFO, where the whole thing. So we're driving up, and he goes, you really think that? This is late at night. I said, yeah. So as we're turning to get onto the George Washington Bridge, and this car would not let me in, typical. And I don't like to drive behind big trucks or buses. But it forced me into that situation. So I sped up and cut the guy so I could move in. And when I did, I realized, I said, oh, my God. And the guy, you know, the husband said, what's wrong? I said, I just want you to know. You can't see that in front of me? He goes, no. You just asked me if John was around. And he said, yeah. I said, here. And I didn't want to put on my high beams, but I could see. So I put on my high beams. And what's in front of us is John's caricature staring right back at us. And he went, oh, my God. I said, yeah. He goes, what is that? I said, it's the John Lennon educational bus. And they had the caricature on the back of the bus. And I'm right behind it. And he goes, oh, my God, how many buses are there? I said, there's only one. He goes, where is it parked? I said, it goes all over the country. He goes, what if you came 20 minutes late? I said, how can I tell you that? Where could it be 20 minutes later? And this went on for the whole question. He says, are you sure? I said, I'm positive. And then when we got off and there's one more song that I really would like.
Oh, yeah.
Reminiscing, which is the Little River Band. Because after we broke up, he came by for one of his visits, and he said, you know, every time I hear that song, I think of you. So that was, that song came on right after, and Billy Swan. So does that tell you a few things?
That's wild.